Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealer. Don't forget. We're doing this right now. I thought it was coming up at 8, but we're doing it right now. Your chance to get in on our secret show. If you know Yuzette really, really well, here is the question. What pattern of underpants did Yuzette flash? There is a backstory here, but you've probably heard it if you know what the pattern on the panties was. 800-400-3697, starting with caller number 9, the first person to correctly identify what pattern of underwear Yuzette flashed.
That's weird that anyone would remember that. I never think about that.
Oh. Really? Because I thought it was your question. Am I wrong, Sarah?
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Get out of here. That's not sure true. That what are you talking questions. About?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Being framed.
You could wind up taking... I've been framed. You could wind up taking Yuzette's place in the pool when we do our great narwhal floaty race at our Secret Show pool party on June 28th, sponsored by Monterey Bay Aquarium. So you'll be racing against Hooman and Bryn and taking Yuzi's place in that if you win the grand prize, which is participation in the narwhal race and two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Today is the last day to get qualified for this. So you're going to get tickets for the Secret Show. You're in.
Right.
If you're over 21, you get in, and you could wind up being the grand prize winner. So do you have somebody ready to go for me, Husky?
Almost. Hold on.
800-400-3697.
Grand prize promotions will pick the winner today out of all the entries for the past, what?
I think we did eight people total.
Yeah. So
right.
we'll
so
announce
be our,
the winner tomorrow.
Our eighth and final qualifier. We're going to
take Helen on line one.
All right.
Helen?
Hello, Helen.
Helen.
Helen. Helen, are you there? Can she not hear me?
Helen or Ellen? What was it, Hooman?
Helen. All right, try Steve on line two.
Sorry, Helen. Steve, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
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 What pattern of underpants did Yuzette flash?
Stripe.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
No.
Good guess, though. That is a pattern.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What do I know?
It's not like something you ever think about. Is that Sarah on line five?
Yes, it is.
All right. Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi. What pattern of underwear did Yuzette flash?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear the first answer. I hope I don't say the same thing. Is it leopard print?
It is leopard print.
That is yes. right.
That you is what
right.
we're looking for. The first guess was stripe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, good.
Do
that
you,
was wrong.
Can you tell us, do you remember what the panty flashing was involved with?
It was a show. It was like a show at some club a long, long time ago.
Mm.
And she got crazy, and she lifted up her skirt.
That is, you had
You're
it
close.
Mostly right. We were at, I think we were at Backbeat.
Yeah.
And we were doing
in
a karaoke bet payoff. And
the girls
Yuzette,
lost, so
the girls
we all
lost.
Had to sing.
And Yuzi...
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was, oh my God, probably 18 years ago.
Right.
And Yuzi couldn't make it through her song, so she decided to do what she does best and put on a big show for us with her leopard print panties. All right, well, Sarah, listen, you have won tickets for The Secret Show, so we'll meet you up there. It's a big deal.
2 years in a row.
Oh,
Thank
all right.
So
oh,
and
cool.
are you prepared, if need be, to get into the pool for Yuzette and participate in the narwhal race?
Absolutely.
All right.
I do a good narwhal.
All right. And who are you going to bring with you?
My husband, who just had hip surgery.
Oh, he'll be fun.
Wow.
He'll be a party.
He'll be
yeah.
all covered by then.
Let's
He's
get himself medicated.
We'll just park him in a corner somewhere.
Right. Okay, Sarah, hold the line. Hooman's going to get all your info.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
It's 7:40 Wednesday morning. Here's what's happening. So I've used Uber, I want to say, 3 times.
Okay.
My experiences have been... excellent.
Yeah.
Couldn't shockingly
be more convenient.
Shockingly good.
Yep.
And yet you hear nothing but bad news out of that company.
Out of the headquarters.
So the front page of today's Chronicle has Uber's besieged CEO on leave. I guess his mother just passed away, and so he's saying he's taking... he's leaving to grieve the recent death of his mother.
His mom was in a boating accident with his dad a couple weeks ago. They hit a rock or something, and his mom died.
Oh, how awful.
Yeah.
But in the process of this announcement, they had a board member resign yesterday. You won't believe what this guy did. Did you read this story?
Is he the one who was in the back of an Uber and got in a fight with the Uber driver?
No. So a billionaire businessman named David Bonderman resigned from Uber's board of directors last night after making a joke about women at a company-wide meeting aimed at addressing the harassment of women and unprofessional conduct at the company.
So what did this guy do?
Today at Uber's all-hands meeting, this is him. I directed a comment at my colleague and friend, Ariana Huffington, that was careless, inappropriate, and inexcusable. Again, this is David Bonderman speaking. The comment came across in a way that was opposite of what I intended, but I understand the destructive effect it had, and I take full responsibility for that. He is saying sorry and stepping down. What he said was, let me see if I can find it exactly. Ariana Huffington is on the board of Uber. She's the only woman. There's a lot of data that shows when there's one woman on a board, it's much more likely that there'll be a second woman on the board. That's what she says in this meeting. And his response is, he interrupts her and says, actually, what it shows is that it's much more likely there'll be a lot more talking.
Hilarious. Oh, men and their wonderful jokes.
So he finds himself having to apologize. Bonderman, age 74, does say he's sorry, and apparently he knows Ariana Huffington, and she's accepted his apology along with his resignation from the board, as she says. Let me see if I can find her quote. Well, the point is, the meeting was about that behavior.
Right. They just had a huge investigation. Was Eric Holder at this one?
No, but this is the one this is what they're talking about, right. Is his report on the culture at Uber.
And this is what this guy's
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder had actually put out a report, a 13-page report, talking about how to fix the company's behavior. Tone for at the top, trust, transformation, and accountability all are ways to get this turned around.
They should all take the CBS quizzes we have to take every 6 months.
You don't think they do that there?
Sounds like they don't.
Right.
Corporate America, welcome to it.
It's super surprising that this is... I think of Uber as one of the newer companies. Maybe they've been around forever. I know that my lady, who's... my girlfriend. I don't want to start that. She deals with a lot of nonsense from the older employees, male employees in the workplace.
Mm.
And she doesn't trip on it, and she doesn't come home and kick the cat or anything. But, you know, there's times when it's just condescending or just plain inappropriate. And she just knows it's some of the dinosaurs that in the workplace.
Right. And then, not all like that, but I definitely get little-ladied a lot, which I, you know, find annoying. Not here, but in the world. Mm-hmm. Find it super, super annoying that people make assumptions about you based on your gender. But you know, in the real world, you just kind of suck it up. But if you've got an HR department that is completely unsympathetic, which is how this whole thing started with Uber, is that some woman who worked there was pissed and went to HR, and they completely poo-pooed it and didn't respond to her problems, and she left. And I want to say it was like some kind of open letter or Facebook post that she put up that brought the whole thing to light. And it's, you know, it sounds like there's a sickness over there. We got to get that cancer
Uber's
out.
Uber's been around since 2009. Mm. I swear I've only felt like I've heard about it in the last 4 years or so.
Still, in the world of business, that is a relatively new company. Yeah. Brand new. It should not have that old boys club mentality.
Right.
For a company that started in 2009. That's shocking, I think.
I'm with you.
Oh, you know what? While we're on that note, the missus got that new job.
Mm-hmm.
Just the form well, I guess it's the job.
Like packet?
The HR packet or whatever. It's so new school and so trippy the way they do some of the things today. It was surprising. They even ask something about, are you binary and do you prefer to be referred to as them, they, or whatever?
Oh.
It's incredibly detailed, and it's stuff that you can skip and say, I don't want to answer any of this, but you can also designate how you'll be referred to there. I was pretty surprised by that. Seems
That's like you're
taking on a lot as a company if someone says, you need to refer to me as this, and then everyone turns around and doesn't.
Mm.
So they must make a real point of, you know, being super inclusive.
Well, and listen, nobody wants to get sued. And if they can say, look, we even asked how they wanted to be referred
maybe
to.
That's how it became about, is that they were brought into litigation or something because of that. And now they're covering their tracks.
Sure.
I don't know. The Warriors won the NBA championship, in case you haven't heard. The big parade will take place tomorrow morning through downtown Oakland. It starts at 10 a.m.
And by the way, the people who work for BART are getting already just super aggro, man.
Sure are.
They are. I felt like I was getting yelled at on TV last night. I'm like, I get it, dude. Just say the thing that you don't want everyone to do. You don't have to be so mad about it.
They keep saying, buy a Clipper card, buy a Clipper card.
Right. Don't get off at the Lake Merritt station. Do the 12th or the 17th Street or whatever
people
the numbers are.
People are going to line up starting at 5.
Yeah. Well, people want to get their asses in there and be part of it. And it sounds like it's going to be...
The biggest
hard to
ever.
Do,
yeah.
Well over a million people they're expecting.
Oh, man.
It's a big party.
Yep, it is.
Well deserved.
Oh, my goodness. For sure.
Oh, did you guys also hear the bill for the champagne that they...
It's my 8 o'clock opening story.
Say no more. I told you guys a story about a Ryanair flight where a man and woman started doing it.
Yeah.
Right there on the flight.
I saw the photos.
There are other passengers started taking pictures of them as the drunk couple had asked for anybody got a condom? Actually, he called it a jelly, which is, I guess, another slang for condom.
Are they an English couple?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, here's the latest update is they're not a couple. That guy's pregnant wife was at home.
Oh, the dirty dog.
And this guy had met her then. There.
They just happened to be seatmates. That's hilarious. It just gets better and better, this story.
They say here, the pair appeared to be a boozy couple, really into each other. But it turns out this guy has a pregnant wife at home and was on a vacation by himself.
A vacation from his pregnant wife. Sounds like things are going splendidly in that relationship.
But in the video footage that made it all over the internet, his face and tattoos can be seen. So he's totally recognizable. There is no denying. These are the shots they showed you.
Yeah.
There's another one of him with the tattoos.
They are going at it.
They're doing it right there. His pregnant fiance, Jenna Ross, 25, was waiting for him at home. While he was on a flight.
Oh, man.
Being a ladies' man.
And those, they were
boy,
never
the girl
charged.
Is turning and smiling.
Yeah.
It's so weird. They never got in trouble for that, huh?
I guess not. Ryanair. Anything goes.
Good to know. They are really going for it. A couple of these pictures. She's up high because she's sitting on his lap. She's looking right down the rest of the
They're
plane.
Not trying to hide it at all. You'd think you'd do a side thing and not even leave your seat and not even, you know.
Sure. Or go to the bathroom, like most normal people.
Put a blanket over.
Sure, whatever. She is just bare-assed and ride 'em cowboy.
They're having fun.
It's bucking Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Oh, there it is. 650. Salesforce is a huge supporter of the LGBTQ community. Love them.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's actually great to hear.
I'm telling you, as I sat there while she filled out her packet, I was really surprised and wasn't even sure what to make of it because it was so much information.
Very progressive.
They clearly want to do better.
Oh, they want to make people feel welcome and accepted and known.
And hopefully work there a long time.
Yeah.
626 says, hey, party people, Russell Brand was in Trolls. He was the voice of Branch.
Oh.
No. No, don't try to pass that by me. I've seen Trolls 1,000 times. Timberlake was Branch. Russell Brand was Creek.
Oh, Vinny.
Watch the Katy Perry documentary. It's like 6 years old. It's really good. You get to see her go through the breakup with Russell.
Aww.
Apparently, he served her with divorce papers and never saw her again. Ghosted her.
That
oh, here it is.
Familiar.
Russell blindsided Katy with divorce papers at the end of their relationship and then never even talked to her after the papers were served. He marriage ghosted her.
That's hardcore.
What could have happened between them that would make him...
Maybe they just hadn't seen each other in 6 months, and he's like, oh, the hell with this.
I'm over it.
I'm done. Here's your papers. I'll never see you again. I don't know how he became from Australia.
Isn't he?
No, he's an English guy, I think.
Oh, right.
I thought he was English.
My four-year-old asks, why does Sarah and Vinny talk so much? LOL.
We ask ourselves the same thing every day.
That's what we do, kid.
So many times I was like, I wish I talked less.
I talk less at home.
Oh, my God. I hardly talk at all at home. There's something about being in here with the mics on that just, like, elevates. Like, I said it the other day. I'm kind of a dud in real life.
Like, you know what was so funny yesterday, though?
More from me.
You were telling a story about something you wanted to use at, and you're like, okay, I can stop telling you. I've already repeated this 5 times now. And then he repeated it 5 more times.
I had to walk out.
We all just sat there going, she's still
I'm trying to be a better person. It's just not working.
That is just...
Trying to interrupt less.
Some people do that in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I seriously heard you the first time. Would you like me to repeat what you just said? Well, I don't need to hear it more times.
The other day you go like this. I was saying something for the 10th time.
Yeah.
And you go, and I was like, oh. That's right. She needs to do that more. That's like my signal.
I did show signal. You. I was like, got it.
I've heard it.
I'm not there for a lot of that, but I watched that one and your acknowledgement was perfect. You went, okay, I've already said this 5 times. I know. I'm sorry. And then
continue to say it.
One more breath went by and started right up. You know why.
Maybe it's, I feel, you know how they say sometimes it's because you don't feel heard by people? Like, and I know you listen. I'm not, mm-hmm. It's not on you. It's on me. Like, I think. Sometimes, you know, you feel like a nag because you feel like no one's acknowledging or listening to you or something.
What would
it's because
be
the
better?
Men in your life, like, not necessarily John, but your kids. Like, you have to repeat
yeah,
to them
repeat
to clean the room.
50 times.
Yeah.
I try to say it really nicely, and then it's almost like if I'm not yelling, they don't hear me. Sorry. You know. I've even, like, written on a little note, not to nag.
What?
Dot, clean dot, that dot, room. Dot. Slip it under the door. Knock. Run away. Trying to be a better person.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash? Well, we know what's coming
the
up.
The $200,000, what you could spend, what they spent on champagne, what else you could spend that on. It's a warrior story after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.